Well, you know, the idea, first of all, of there were two sides to that question. The question of how market brands take advantage of this vehicle called movies and television. And anybody who thinks that Tom Cruise, and made movies always been putting Coke bottle on a table when Tom Cruise is talking to Cameron Diaz, that Coke bottle means anything to a potential buyer is insane. The reticular activating system eliminates it from the value. It's only when the content of that advertising moment is integrated into the narrative of the story that it becomes resonant, memorable, and actionable. If you think about Mini Cooper in the Italian Job, or you think about some of these films that actually the product of the brand played a role in the narrative. It was one of the step processes of the narrative that it becomes integrated. It can be very valuable, both in promoting the film and promoting the product. So that's one side of the question. The other side that I thought you were asking, it's interesting, is that the whole conventional entertainment business was built around awareness and perception, and a length of time to create that, believe it or not, after the marketplace had received the product. What's happened now is word of mouth, that's where word of mouth came. Word of mouth comes now actually at the moment of release or before. I mean, the glow you see in the theaters is the handhelds texting the first night their entire social media network of what it is. There's no chance that first night is so crucial. So you have to work to load the system really early, spend all that advance money. And what's happened is you get two pushes. You got a $100 million film, and you really know that the internet's going to really talk to your audience, and that's the place to get them, whether it's through your mechanism or some other mechanism. But when it comes around 2 weeks before, and you're tracking the film, people that have grown up in a conventional media go, oh, I need that full page ad in the paper.
The question I have is, you know, I always wondered this at Yahoo, which is, if a site like Yahoo, a site like Facebook or MySpace, if Yahoo reaches literally, you know, 500 million people,
yeah,
what would you need to spend $3 or $4 million to create an ad for them, to then run into mediums that people aren't watching anymore? So they're spending more and more and more to reach fewer and fewer people. And I just never understood.
Definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. So, you know, it's like, that's exactly the truth of it. But, you know something? It's like the rat in the maze. They keep looking for a place where there's no cheese, but they'll die looking for it.